And here we're starting. Beseder. So what? Yeah. What I wanted to do today is we spoke in previous years. I checked our previous shiurim. Everything's a turn anytime. 3 years ago, we had a long shiur just to go through the different halachas that are important for the Seder. Anybody wants to go check that out, can check that out. Last year, we had a very interesting shiur about the importance of the shiurim, the different measurements of the kazais and the revis and what exactly to do. So anybody wants to check that out, can check that out as well. What I want to do today is a little, maybe called lighter, but very, very important. The adin of higadata lebincha, the mitzvah of magid. Someone mentioned to me, we have a fortune here in Lawrence, told me this I heard it from somebody, that this year, for many people, will be the first year they're actually going to have to teach their sons, their children, the Haggadah, instead of being the opposite, where the children teach the father. Usually the child comes from home from school, and he tells the father, well, I learned this, and I learned this, and I learned this. This year, many kids don't have that opportunity. They weren't in school for many weeks. Even if they were in school, they learned they didn't learn that many things. So really, it's going to be an opportunity for a father to teach his son the Haggadah. So what I want to do is today, Be'ez Hashem, is to go, first of all, to see the importance of the teaching of the son and what we're doing for that, which really, that is the main point of Leila Seder, as we'll see. And then a few details regarding that in Halacha. So let's start with number one on the page. We have the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, number one, Mazguloi keis koisheni. They pour the second cup. So we have the first cup at the beginning of the Seudah, the beginning, let's say, with do Kiddush. The second cup is being poured. V'kan ha-ben shoyel. Here the son asks, Oviv, he has to ask his father. V'im ein das b'ven, if the son does not ask, Oviv melamdo, then the father teaches him to ask. What should he ask? Manishtan alay lazeh mikol alay lois l'manishtan. So the Mishnah says very clearly that the son is the one who needs to ask the questions. The Gemara says later, that's the next paragraph over here, in number one, Chacham b'noi shoyalay. The son asks. If you can't ask, ishtei shalta, the wife asks. Theim lav, the wife cannot ask for whatever reason. Who shall ask? He asks himself. Two to chacham sitting with each other. They know the halachas. They learn it together. They know everything. So the main thing you see the Gemara, the son has to ask. If you don't have a son, so then the wife. If you don't have a wife, then they ask each other. But it starts always with the son.
This is from one of the few years ever that this is for Maisa.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you just mentioned. That's what we started with, exactly. Right. Oh, so sometimes people have to ask, right, that's what you meant. Very good. 100%. Now, the Gemara tells us, number two, you'll see, that's what you see from here, it starts with the son. Son is number one. Then, can't the wife, right? Maybe even ask himself. If you look at number two, the Gemara tells us, number two right here on the page, the Gemara tells us, and we'll see throughout the shiur today, that we're doing so many things, so much effort for the children to ask. Number two, the Gemara tells us, Lama, we're sorry for the fourth word, Lama oikir is a shulchan, why do we take at the table? For the babies, the children, to realize that they're removing the table. What means removing the table? Those days, as we show you point out, each one had a small table in front of him. So they would take away the table. Today we don't have that, so the Ikar Din, it says take away the Kara. We'll see in a moment in the Shulchan Aruch. So why are you taking away the table? So the baby should ask. The Gemara continues and says, Abaya the Yosin Kamedi Rabbah, we're sitting in front of Rabbah, he saw them removing the table. Why are you taking the table? You're taking away the table when we didn't eat yet? Oh, we don't see Manishtan. The whole idea of Manishtan is for the son to ask the father. But if we're trying to engage the son and ask him for a, for him to do a question. If he's ready to ask the question on his own, you don't have to say manchtav. Okay, that's what, meaning we're trying to get the son to engage him to bring questions. Similarly, we see number three. Because the whole idea of manishtar is really for the son to ask the father the question. So here Abai already asked the question. He says, I don't understand, why are you taking away the table? He says, oh, you already asked the question. So you see, it's really the we're trying to push the son to ask questions. If you look at number three in the Gemara of Kvidal Sochim, we have a minute. If you lefonov, mitabel bechazeres at shemagel peresapas, meaning, you have to do table. That's what we call karpas. Kadesh, uruchatz, karpas. We wash our hands, and then most people take potato, put it into the salt water. Why do we do that? Says Rashi. Rashi is right next to this one to the left. Rashi says, Regel Prasvas, Koitim Shegia Lois Chazel Shuoi Chalachamatzo. Before we get to the moral later in the Suda, Shuvoi Chalel Chilasmar, we don't do that before. The Tibul Risha, in the first time we're dipping, Kineshiyakir Tinoik Vishal. So the baby should ask. Another thing we're pushing the son to ask a question. We're saying we're table the yerek, putting the yerek into the salt water in order for the son to say, "Father, why are you doing that?" Another question. Again, another question. So this is we find over here already. We start the manishtana. We say that we take away the table before, when we in the beginning of the meal, before the manishtana, we take it away, as we'll see soon in halacha. We do karpas, all that is for the son to ask the question. And this year, I saw, the first time I realized that that's a ruchapel runs in the rush, is that this is so essential that this may be the main mitzvah. Look at number four in the page. The Rosh tells us, number four, Vishalto, Lama ein mevorchim al sipur ha'agada. Look at number four, it's right, it's the middle of the page. Lama ein mevorchim al sipur ha'agada, why don't you say the bracha? Habet dvorim tzivah kash bohu la'as so yuzeh etzia. That's right, many things we do, kash bohu told us, vein anu mevorchim al, we don't do a bracha. And then, we bring examples, kegoi nafosh b'choyresh, b'choy mo'yadim, okay? Skipping two lines over here. And then it says, we do it. We do it, and then we remember. Not only just to say it. If he asks who the son, we explain it to him. That's the Agada that we remember. So the Rosh adds here that the Agada is, if you ask, he answers. That's what the Rosh says.
Make a bracha, no?
No. He's not going to answer why we don't do a bracha. So we don't do a bracha, that's many things we don't do a bracha for. But he just defines what's the mitzvah when he asks you answer. So Reuven Perler in number 5 says, this is number 5, you guys see my mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I'm starting over here. Mevur Midvarv. The Leika mitzvah. Number 5 on the right next to the Rosh.
Okay.
In the middle. Umivur mitzvah, the Leika mitzvah, Sibutiyas mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. Ela alpi she'elas haben. Kidechti vayog ishacho bincho. The Ruch of Perl learns here a fascinating thing. It says the mitzvah that Raisa of Higato lebincho is only fulfilled if the son asks the question. It says the Ruch, according to the Rosh. Ruch Perl goes on and says, what about when it says that if you don't have a son, somebody else asks you? So he says, look at the next line over here. Ask yourself, it's only derabanan. Ruch Perl learns in the Rosh, the only way you're mekayin the mitzvah magid deraisa is only answering the son's question. Fascinating. Everything else we're doing is a mitzvah derabanan, not a mitzvah deraisa. Now it's a fascinating thing, Reuven Perl says, learning that in the Rosh. That's what Reuven Perl says. Now, the Now all the Rishonim seem to agree with the Rosh, and also this Tiyuk of Yuchim Perla is a little hard, because the Rosh didn't say so strong. All the Rosh said was, don't just say, but if you ask, you explain it to him. Who said it has to do with your son? Maybe if you ask yourself. It's a little difficult to understand how Yuchim Perla took out from the Rosh this idea. But that's how he learns, and that's how he explains also the Rasag, and he says a whole shtickle based on that. Now, I'm just trying to see if anybody's trying to come in over here. But, so that is the question. That's what the Yuchim Perla learns in the Rosh. Again, a fascinating thing, even if it's not, maybe you can argue with him, but you see to what extent does it go, at least according to Yuchim Perla, you're learning that the main mitzvah is a mitzvah the son should ask and the father should answer. That's the main idea of the mitzvah.
So when we say a ben, is that to exclude a bas? There's no mention even in the Gemara. They talk about Isha or to yourself. What about a daughter? Or is that included?
For sure a daughter is included because it says even a wife is included. We're going to see soon in the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to see in a moment that every woman has a chayva also. We'll see that. But the shaila is when the way the Yuchim Perla learns in the Rosh that they got the Labincha, does that be fulfilled on a son, on a daughter? I don't know. That's a good question. That extra mitzvah of Yuchim Perla is mechadish, that it's only the son, that's something which I don't know according to Yuchim Perla. Now again, this Yuchim Perla is a big chiddush. We don't see that in any other Rishonim. Even his view in the Rosh is not so clear. Because the Rosh doesn't say that's the only way to kind of mitzvah. I only want to point out that the Yuchim Perla takes it to that extent. The fact is we don't see that and nobody says it in Halacha. So even if the Yuchim Perla is right and Duke and the Rosh, for sure other Rishonim don't say that. We don't find anybody else that says it. But we see that the main idea is to ask the question and answer. The Yigadta Labincha with a question and answer with a son, according to Yuchim Perla, not for yourself. And that's what they bring over here. I didn't bring it here. The Chidosh says the only way you can kind of Yigadta Labincha, many agree, only with a question and answer. That's where we have questions. That's where we're emphasizing so much the idea of the questions. Now, now we say like this. So continuing this theme of the question, if you look at number 6, the Rosh in a different place, this Rosh above was Klal Chav Dalet, number 6 is the Rosh of Klal Yud Dalet. So he says the following, that's the Yachatz. You get the Matzahs, you break the Matzah, you give to somebody else, that's Tafi Koyman. Let's leave this line alone because we don't pass on that. Let me put the other half in between the two which are still full. You pick up the karo, basically you point to the matzahs and you say, these is the bread that our fathers ate in Mitzrayim. Ad man shtar. That's really the first paragraph of the Maggid. Ha alach v'ani lechlo v'ezim tzayim, kol dichvin, yesvi eichol, anybody who's hungry should come in. Obviously, we can't keep that exactly this year. Ki'ikach ha-ke'or sheba ha-matzis, the Rosh continues, take this ke'or up, v'yitzave la'asiru me'al shulchan, remove it from the table. K'dei she'yir ha-tim v'yishal, that's the question we had before in the Gemara. Why do we take away the ke'or? For the babe, for the child says, why are you taking away the table? That's the Gemara we saw in Kuf Tezvah, that Abai asked the Rabbah. That's what the baby should ask. You also pour the kois before manishtan. Some have the minik do later, but the way it says in the halacha is you pour the kois before manishtan. Why? Because it's part of the question. The baby's going to ask the question. The child's going to ask, why are you pouring the cup? You just did kiddush. Why are you pouring again? What are you doing pouring the cup again? So again, the Rosh brings over here that part of this, the Hanagah, the beginning of the Seder, before Manishtana, you do two things to emphasize and bring about the question. Number one is, you remove the cup. Number two is, you pour the cup. Now let's go through the Shulchan Aruch and see how how we go through these things. So in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tafai and Gimel Seif Vav and Zayin, Zog the Shulchan Aruch here. We're here, number 7. Fayagbiya keoro sheyesh bo matzis. Pick up the car of the yoyim ha'alach ba'an yod manishtav. That's the first part of the Seder, of the Haggadah, of the market. Hago, And here's a very, very important Rama. V'yayimu b'loshon shemivim anoshim v'aktanim. You have to make sure that the woman and children understand. O yifayish l'mayinim. Make sure they understand, at least you explain it. If you can't, you can read inside, but at least translate. Says the Ramal, v'chenoso ri milondris, from London, ri from London, kola agada b'loshon las k'shevin anoshim v'aktanim. He used to say the Agada. I don't know what language he spoke in London in those days. Probably English or something similar. And he said in English, he said in his own language, the whole Agada. Someone told me this, that the Chassid Sofer said the same thing. They used to say it in German or in this language they used to speak in Friday night. It was German. The language he spoke in that place, that was the language they said. There is an Indian, the Agada should be understood by the woman and children. He brings Rimi Londrish, Rishon, used to say the Agada in Laz, Pashas in English. That's what they did. In order for the woman and children to understand. Fascinating. You need to have, that's the whole idea. The whole idea of the Magid over here is a conversation between a father and son. Just to read through it, and the son is on the side falling asleep, there's no point. Because the whole idea is that you're teaching your son the Agada. And again, we said in Rapella's talk about the son. If the Ramal here says Nashim too for your wife, and Pashtas, if you don't learn like in the Yerukapelo, at least even if you learn, if he's not the rice, at least it means that they're Rabbanon. You make kind of two people to teach other, but you must understand what you're saying. You have to explain it. We'll continue the show. I'll get soon to the idea of the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch goes on. V'itzavel asir mal hashulchan anichem b'sof hashulchan. You take away the kara to the side. Kilu pa'ochu l'shira tinoig israel in order for tinoig is to ask. That's where we take it out. The Book of Avraham says over here in Chafei 8, the Akshav Loi Nogu Lasirim. Today we don't take it out. Today nobody's going to ask. The kid's not going to ask. Nobody has a Kara in a regular meal. Like a whole Kara that we have it why? For Pesach. So the baby's not asking. I was not like, why are you giving Laka Shulchan? It's not like, why you took it out. So the Book of Avraham says that maybe today you don't do it. We're not to cover maybe the matzahs in that time, just to have that minhag, or to push it aside, in order to be mekayim something of that mitzvah, that minhag. Right, the agada is bringing over here, I'm just going to bring an example of a common agada, when they do the kara, so they say, when you say the manishtano, it says, misalki makarim matzah l'tzad acher. You put it to the side. That's the minhag. The Mugavam says, you maybe don't do it, because it doesn't really mean the question. The main point of it is to do the question. That's what we're going to do. The doesn't quote this one of Avraham. Lashway didn't agree with that. When the Mishabur brings this halacha, he just brings it simply that you have to do it. I'm just going over here and see if the Mishabur says, the Mishabur just says, afterwards, you just put it if it's a small table, you take it out of the table. So the Chodesh Mishnah says you still do it. So Mogen Avraham says you don't have to, just to know that even though maybe today it looks a little strange to do it, at least put it to the side just to be kind of minhag. The Mogen Avraham adds one more thing. Mishol Yivrolim Shem Roshim Lechol Ad Shisar B'Tzayim Chayin Eni Tenu Shumatz Al Shulcha Ad Acharsei. Mogen Avraham adds that the kid should not eat before saying a little bit of Yitzias B'Tzayim, because the main point here is to speak about Yitzias B'Tzayim. So you want them to be involved. We'll see in a moment that you do give them some candies in order to get them involved and give them candies and give something like this, but not to start eating the actual meal. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Mishnah Berurah in the first Mishnah Berurah number 10, Mishnah Berurah tells us, Belosha Shemivin, you have to say in the language everybody understands in the Mishnah Berurah, Fikayim Bezema Shinema Akos Vigata Mincha, by explaining the Agada. Then the Ramah told us, Kadesh Yavin, and the woman have to understand. Says the Mishnah Berurah number 10 over here. Shari gam nashim chayyobas mitzvah lailo amiras ha'agada. Even women have to. The chenachiyu gam ala mesharesa. If you have a woman who's the waiter, the mesharesa, she's like the maid, a Jewish maid. Sheteish v'tzal shulcha v'tishvuk al agada. She has to sit down here the agada. Fim tzvichos lotzes lachutz avash. If the woman do have to go out to the kitchen. Hakoponim mechuyobas lishmo ha'kiddush. After your kiddush. Mishnah Berurah gives us the main parts of the Agada. The part in the end of the Haggadah that it says, anybody that didn't say these three things and now loyal to the Chayvosar. Pesach, Matzah, Omer. This part, she has to be there. And from there until the end, until you drink the second kais. Shari Mishaloyo, Ashtosh, Dvoyim, Elo, Lo Yotza. And that's what it says. We do the 10 makas, but look right before that, also should go in because that's the Nisik. So the main idea is everybody has to be involved in Haggadah. You have to understand what's going on. Even if you don't understand every word, at least try to engage people with a language everybody understands. So there will be a communication over here because that's the mitzvah to teach Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that was the first halacha that we learned today, Siv Vav. Now, Siv Zayin says the Shulchan Aruch, back to Shulchan Aruch number 7, says over here, Moizgim Miyad Kosheini Kedishi Sholo Tirekis. Again, we pour the Kosheini before my Shtanim, the first Shulchan Aruch, in order for the Tirekis to ask. What should the baby ask? Lama Shoyisiv Kosheini Kedim Sa'uda. Vimein Chachma Vaben Avim Elamdiv, the son doesn't know, the father teaches him, the wife asks, he asks himself. That's what, like you said, very Nugel Amaisa today. Person on his own, she asks himself, because everything is a question and answer. And then says the Ramok, you don't have to say Manishtana if someone else asks you. The meaning is that everybody goes back to saying it. But really, the Manishtana, if someone asks you, you just have to answer. And then, so that's that first part that we had the manishtana, the question, which that's where we're getting to do it. And again, as the whole Agadama that we said, the main Agadah is to ask the question, explain the Agadah, you have to understand what's going on, that is the focus of the Maggid. Now let's continue on with the Maggid. Kshematcha avodi ma'inu l'parayin, magzir ha'karosh ba'matzah fani, brings the matzahs back. Why? The koyri kol ha'agadah. He has to read the whole Agadah, the matzah fani. Then we have matzazu, anoich lemoshama, you point to the mitzvah. And you take out the matzah, which is half. So now we continue on. You do the whole Haggadah. In a moment, we'll get back to the order of the Haggadah and how exactly we're doing it. That we'll get to then towards the end of this year. But you do it, we have two halachas over here. You first of all open the matzahs, and when you get to matzahzu and marazu, you point to it. And the whole maggid is in front of the matzahs. Why is it in front of the matzahs? Because the Gemara tells us, lechem oini, she'oinim olav dvarim harbe. You have to say a lot of things on the lechem, and therefore you have the matzahs open in front of you. You know, before we get to to this point, and we get to that point, just to end one more thing. Sorry, I skipped on that. Just to end one more thing, we started talking about the kids that they don't eat. If you look over here at number 11, number 11 says the following. It says the Gemara, "Akol chayim avokas saloh chanosh chanosh vechatinoikas." Everybody has to drink wine, even children. What are the kids drinking wine for? What's the point? They don't enjoy wine. Ela mechalkim lein kolonis ve'gridz ve'pesach. Give them candies in the beginning of Pesach. Kadesh shelo yishenus. They should not fall asleep. Yishalu. And they can ask. You make it interesting for the kids. Omer lo v'kev v'akiva shem mechalek kolonis ve'gridz ve'tirugiz ve'pesach. They shelo yishenu yishalu. They give candies to the children in order for them not to sleep and ask questions. So they would, you can get them involved. The Shulchan Aruch says in number 12, on the left side of the page, mitzvah lechal tinoikis kloyes ve'goizim, kadei sheyiru yishimi v'shalos. They can ask, what's all these candies for? Again, you get them involved and get them engaged in the Seder. The Mishtabur says in number 13, shalom rotzo leimah. Number 13 in the middle of the page. Shal yedei zeisoyu l'sum leiv. They can pay attention. Al kol ha-shinuim. And all the differences. U'minagei layla zev yishalu she'eloi samivorim benusav v'nishtar. They'll be able to ask all the questions. To make sure they're awake, at least until the beginning of the answer. Kids ask, you have to tell them, we were slaves, and we were redeemed. And that's the mitzvah. You have to make sure that at least they're there. The Ikar Mitzvah is the Mishnah. Who at Shuval Shalas Bnoi. The Ikar Mitzvah is the answer to the question of the son. That's, you have to tell your son. That's the main mitzvah. You have to make sure that they're awake at least of what they know. Even small children need to go to sleep. They should hear at least the beginning and they should understand. And says the Mishnah Berurah, adds over here, not like other people say, so Mishnah Berurah says, some people, they kill a baby, say Manishtana, he gets up, Manishtana, Laila, oh, so cute, and then they put him to sleep. Says, no, the point is you have to answer it. Again, the Manishtana, the question is required to get to the answer. But you must get to the answer in the stand, at least the first part. At least of Ali Mahinu, even the small children. So that's the Ikarinian. We have the question and the answer. And we saw in the older Mishnah Berurah that older people need to at least hear the Pesach Matzah Marer and the Tent Makis. That's older people to do. So that just really concludes the idea of the children being involved and getting that answer. Okay, so now let's go through the different details of the Magid. So we started learning the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch told us, do you do the Magid with the matzahs open? Because you're talking lechem oini she'oinim olo dvarim habe. Now the Ramah says in the end of Shulchan Aruch, he said, let's go to Shulchan Aruch first. Kshegel lefikach magbia kolechot koise shechoise gual Yisrael. When you get to lefikach, lefikach means the end of the Magid. After you finish the Magid, you take the cup and you raise the cup of lefikach. Tiyachayim loydeis. You say the two halalukas of halal, and then you say a bracha, and you drink the cup. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us you should pick up your cup for that whole process. There's some agudas that bring that you say only the fikach, then you put it down to the two halalukas of halal, and you pick it up again. But that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Magid Avraham says over there, if you look at Magid Avraham number 9, Avraham says, I want to see this Magid Avraham before. Let's continue on first of all in Ramah. We drop a little bit with our finger from the cup when we say down the comes out to be that we have 16 times that we take with our finger to out of the cup wine. Mishmur brings the Ikarini is to do it with this finger. The main not the pinky. Some will do with the pinky. So the eager finger, some of the mink will do with the kmitza, which is the fourth finger, not the fifth one. So you take out the wine 16 times. The yes is the Ramah pas migula. The bread should be open. Bishah shoyim ragoda ad nefikach. Shoyich is a kuzbi ado vazichas hepas. So here we have an interesting thing. You have the matzahs open the whole agoda until you get to the fikach when you pick up the kush. Why? Then you cover it. Says the Magid Avraham in the end here, number 9, but the second part, Lamed, says the Magid Avraham, Michal Sapas, why? Shelo yire boishto. Because when we're doing lefikach, that's what the Mishnah Berurah has over here, we pick up the kois, right? We pick up the kois of wine, pick it up, and we're doing lefikach. Why pick up the wine? Because einu shira el alayan. Shira is on wine. Right? That's who pick up the cup. Now, but when you pick up the cup and you're focusing on the wine, you don't want to focus on the. We don't want to focus on the. What's it called? On the matzahs. And when you're not focusing on the matzahs, you're focusing on the wine. So then you have a problem that you mevayish the matzahs, like we have always mechalas. So what do? Then we cover the matzahs. So when you pick up the kais, you focus on the kais, pick it up towards the end. You cover the matzahs. You pick up the kais. That's what it says in the room over here. The Magid Avraham adds one more. Now let's go to the beginning of our room number 9. And the Rambam says, "Ukeshiyoyimar v'hishon v'aviseinu yoyichas akos biyod v'chasapas ad nitzali miyodom." It brings the name of the Shlo. That the same thing you do also when you're doing avishyamda. Avishyamda also pick up the kais. Why? It's also a shiur. So there's two times doing magi that you cover the matzahs, and you cover the matzahs in the beginning. You cover the matzahs in the beginning. There's two times. One time you cover the matzahs. Obviously, you cover the beginning when we're doing before the manishtana, we salak kikara. Then there's manishtana, and you open the matzahs to say the haggadah, and you cover it twice. Once in the middle for Hishamda, and the second one in the end when you get to what? When you get to the Fikach. Why? In both cases, because you're doing then a shir, then you're doing a song. Hishamda, you're saying you're doing a song. It's like a little, you're not part of the Magid, you're saying thank you to Hashem. First of all, he always saves us from all our enemies. That's Hishamda. And in the end, when you do that Gado, you say a song in the wine, you cover the matzahs. These are the two times you cover the matzahs. Now, I just will end the thing that what's the order of the Magid? And I just was able to figure this out this year, really, the order of how the Magid is. The Gemara tells us, number 14, in Pesachim, the Gemara says, Matchil bezgnus umisayim bishrach, v'doyish v'arom yavidov yachigmur kol pasha kula. You start with bad, continue with good, and you darshan the psukim arom yavidov. Says the Gemara, my bignus, we have Omar Matchil avid skachavi, have you ever seen it? Shul avid Omar avid avodimayim. There's two sheets in the Gemara. What's matchil bignus? You start with bad, and you go to good. Shmuel says, Avodi meinu par mitzrayim v'tzeinu Hashem. That's the gnus hashvach. The Rav says, you saw mitzchil avodim v'zoyim v'seinu v'ashok kibana amok avodos. Now, if we draw number 15, we're not going to go read it inside. It says, we pass kibana aloch like both. And we basically have two agodas. Right after Manishtana, we start Avodi meinu, that's Shita Shmuel. And you mention over there, after the you get to the four bunim, the four children, and you get to the fourth one, and in the Elisha, you tell him, Shematzu Mori Munoch Mufanach, you mention Matzu Mor, that we know it's very important to mention Matzu Mor. Then you have Shitas Rav. You say, Mitchila Vida Vizoy, Avi Seinu, Vashar Kibana Muka Avidasar. That's the other Shita. And you Darsha Yom Yom Yom. Then, the main part, after you do these two beginnings, you start with the Meinu, then you start Mitchila Vida Vizoy, Avi Seinu. Then what you do is, as the Misha tells us, the end in Kufut Zayin, you take the psuki of Parshki Sovai that you say when you have Bikurim, and there you do Arami Oyvet Avi. You basically, what's the Bikurim? Person brings Bikurim to Beis Hamikdash, he needs to go and he needs to say the words Arami Oyvet Avi. When loved one tried to kill us, and we went to Mitzrayim, and we were saved. That's what we say when we come to bring the Bikurim. You take these psukim, and every one of these psukim, you're dashing. That's really what you're doing. You're dashing every one of these psukim, and as the Netziv tells us, the Netzivus tells us, because we're trying to give more of a depth for each pasuk. So we take each one of these psukim and explain them, until we get to the last pasuk, which reaches to the 10 makis, and then we end with the Yalalucha. So really, that magid is very simple. Manishtana in the beginning, halach ba'anyo, you pour it on the lechem, manishtana the kid, he asks the question, and then you come with the two different shittas. Avodim ayinu in the beginning, arami mitchil over the zoyer v'seinu, these two starts, of bad going to good, either starting from avodim ayinu mitzrayim, or the time when we add that terach was one who was worshipped with the zoyer. Then you take the psukim of Parshki Sovah and dash and what each one of them, as the Gemara Mishnah tells us. You end with the 10 makas and the Yeinu. Ilu Shmuel gave us all these good things. And then you get to the Halalukas, the Halal Men, that's the whole Magid. So it's a simple structure of the Magid. And this whole thing is to answer the question of Manishtano. And really, the Kaddish in the Mitzvahs, the Rosh tells us, by answering the question of the Manishtano, answer, that's the main focus of the night. You got to Labincha to a question and answer. That's really what we're doing. The Magid is the main mitzvah. Like I said, obviously they have to do Pesach, Matzah tomorrow. But the mitzvah of Yigat Labincha is a special, unique mitzvah that we have here in Lita Seder, and that's how we fulfill it. So that's basically the what I wanted to cover today. Yara Bezra.
I just want to ask you, on the Dam Svardeya,
Yeah.
What's the significance of doing that? What's
the
16?
That's
part of Hashem's name. What's 16?
Oh, Pikabola. Why even 16? Why Dafka these two things? There's even Pikabola. They actually bring it over here. Even in Halacha, we have. It says that Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah, says that you have 16 letters in the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shehi Kesparah. Right? That's what you have. the name of Hashem that was hidden Paro, it has 16 letters. That's what that, it's not, not 16 letters. The letters Yud and Vav. Because right, we have Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei in the name of Hashem. So the letters Yud and Vav are the ones that were Makeh Paro. That's what it is. And that's why connected them, we do 60 times. And what are 60 times? You have the 10 Makas, right? You have the Tzach, Adash, Ba'acha, that's another 3. And you have Dam, the Eish, Yutim, Rosh, Hashem was another 3. Is this? David, I can't hear you. You're muted. No, Ezra, I can hear you. I can't. Oh, 1 second. I'm putting Ezra. Yeah, go ahead.
Together, the
right.
Letter of each one.
Right.
But that's not, the makos were just 10 makos.
Right, so that's a different Indian. That's not so much the, if anybody wants, I'll continue the link. I'm giving I give a shiur and agada 10 minutes a day since beginning of last week. And tonight, we're reaching to the Indian of 10 makos. So I'll refer to this question. But the main idea is that the kalolius, the putting them together, has also an Indian. The Maral has a whole shot in it. That Tzachadash Bachav is also, there was an order to the Makas. They were divided in 3 different pieces. So we have the 10, and we have also each group has its own significance. That's what we have.
Talking about that, we're going to speak about Dam, the Eish, and Rosh Hashan, that pasuk in Yoel.
Yeah.
It says Dam. How do we know Dam? Mosim. Why do we know Mosim? Mosim is Dam. It means that pasuk.
Right. By the way, our Zoom session will be over in a few seconds. So just if we get disconnected.
Okay. So anyway, so what? Dam the Eish and Rosh Hashan. Why? How do you know Mosim is Dam? It's also the Eish and Rosh Hashan.
Right. That's the drush over there. It's part of the Beis Shemuel. I don't know what we're talking about today and tomorrow. Today and tomorrow, Beis Shemuel will finish that part of the Haggadah. Tonight probably be 8:10 p.m.
8:10 p.m. Okay, can you send me the link, please?
I'll send it to the chat, yeah. Here's Hashem.